Ocasio-Cortez, I Want to Have One Less Child Due to Climate Change Crisis. By Hannah Blow on August 28, 2019. Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, DNY, returned to social media Tuesday evening to talk about climate change, revealing she wants to have one less child due to her climate concerns. Ocasio-Cortez's appearance following her vacation prompted one viewer to ask, "How can we save the climate? I'm trying to have a nice life." Ocasio-Cortez told viewers the same question keeps her up at night. It, quite literally, woke her up during her vacation, she claimed. "Even while I was on vacation, I woke up in the middle of the night at 3:30 in the morning just concerned about climate change," Ocasio-Cortez told viewers. She also told viewers how the climate change crisis is affecting her long-term family planning. She said she has always wanted to adopt children but added that she wants to have one less child due to environmental concerns. "Even now, you know, when you put climate change on top of that, I know that I want to perhaps have one less child than I thought I would maybe have," the freshman Democrat said, adding older generations do not understand how much climate change impacts the decisions of the younger generation. "I think having a mixed family is part of my personal planning. But it's really hard, and I don't think sometimes that older generations understand how much we are taking this into account," she continued. The squad ringleader took her remarks on older generations a step further after a viewer asked if she believed younger generations were too delicate. Ocasio-Cortez passionately disagreed with that assessment, calling younger generations badass and proceeding to insult older generations to build her case. "I think young people are more informed and dynamic than their predecessors. I think that they are more sensitive in a positive way and that they actually care about other people's experiences and lives," she said, praising what she calls the younger generation's radical acceptance. She continued, "They actually take time to read and understand our history. The history of the labor movement, history of civil rights, history of racial struggles, history of economics, history of the United States, history of colonialism. And they're not afraid to have those conversations. If anything, I think they're profoundly courageous because they're willing to puncture taboos and have conversations that frankly older generations sometimes struggle to have," she said. "Not everyone. I don't want to paint everybody with a broad brush," she added, before proceeding to paint older generations with a broad brush. "Previous generations have just assumed that government's got it. Let me tell you something. You are the government. Like, as a democracy, we the people means you," she added.